All right, so anyway, Mark Jericho joins us this morning. Mark is the Water Services Director for the City of Bryan. I guess just a pretty simple question. Basically, what's the job description when it comes to doing that?
There's a little bit of catch of all. Wastewater treatment, industrial pretreatment. We got oil and gas comes on with that. Warehouse comes with that. Code enforcement comes with that. Grease.
Good pack. Heavens.
What's your business card look like? That's amazing.
It's a lot about a little or a little about a lot.
Now, you've been with the city about 10 years.
That's
but and started over on the wastewater side.
Well,
is that right?
Solid waste.
Solid
side.
Waste. Okay.
So I've kind of been around.
Yeah. So, and of course, partially that's important to know all these different areas. But from a water services standpoint, is it out of your office that you talk about water conservation or water usage as far as residential things are concerned?
Well, we do. I work with a coworker. I focus primarily on the wastewater side. I got a coworker who's on the water side, but nonetheless, within the mothership of water services, yeah, that's where I work, and we push that out.
Now, he said mothership.
He did say mothership, didn't he? Now.
The nerve center.
There you go. I like that. obviously, there's some new industrial growth that's coming to Bryan. That's important. One of the parts of the infrastructure may be the type of water they need and the volume of water they need. So how do you try to prepare so that you've got the right answers when somebody comes in and says, my industrial water needs are going to be X?
Well, I think we've already started looking at that. We looked at that about 9 years ago. And what you see now is the Thompson's Creek wastewater plant. We have built that. We started that probably 2 to 3 months ago. And so we took off a small plant, built this larger plant with the ability to go out to 8 million gallons per day. Right now, we're treating about a little under one. So we have the ability to meet the capacity needs of Bryan's west side, also with that industrial growth. We don't know who's going to come in. So we have expansion growth going forward. Got about, we'll say 80 to 100 acres sitting out there with the land.
Okay. So there's some room on that. Just to move forward, we're going to probably talk to Jason Barfnick about the middle of August. And what he does, he's the Public Works Director, but he can actually talk to us a lot about water and wastewater as well. But basically, kind of to discuss that, we are fortunate in that there is a lot of water that is out there and available for
us. That's correct. And Jason will be able to answer all those questions on the water. He does an excellent job. He's got a good plan going forward. Bryan's in a good shape with water today and moving forward.
Now, but the other part of your job is code enforcement, and this is something that this is kind of new to you, a new thing for you to be heading up. Huh?
It's kind of new and kind of not. You know, one part of my job has code enforcement at the utility. So when we look at solid waste, wastewater, water, those types of things, I'm used to doing regulation on that. I recently took over the code enforcement folks. So junk vehicles, high weeds and grass, open storage, those kind of things are going to be new to me. Signs, those are new over here. So we've taken all these eight individuals, put them under one roof right now at the nerve center, the mothership. We're going to try to take these people and put a dynamic blend. So we want to cross train. Instead of having four people specialized in one thing, we'll have eight people who can do everything. Send these folks out within the city, have more feet on the ground, hopefully have a more observant crew, and hopefully provide a better service to our residents and to our customers.
Well, and obviously, you know, I do. I call it narc out your neighbor, which means that they can't be every place. And so if you do see what you believe is a code violation, what's the best thing for an individual citizen to do?
The best thing to do is call 209-5900. That's the 911 for the City of Bryan for all of our city services. So that's going to get you in touch with our Public Works Call Center. So you see something, you're not quite sure, is that a code issue? If it's just a general question, why is the city doing that? Give that number a call. That'll dispatch a work order to the right department. That'll allow the corresponding department to look at the situation, get back with you, and let you know what's going on. When you say narc out your neighbor, yeah, that may be one case, but we need the information. Because like you said, we can't be everywhere all the time. So feeding us information allows us to respond to your needs and allows us to take a look at that one individual case, but there may be 10 or 12 other ones right around the area. It allows us to take advantage of the information.
Well, and one of the things, you know, you think about, the first thing, I don't know, I think about it, code enforcement, like you say, junk vehicles or grass too high in a lot. But I can remember a debate that they were actually having in council a few months ago about color schemes and things like that. In other words, the outside appearance of buildings, and that's part of code enforcement as well.
Yeah, it goes from as small as just a sign on a utility pole to something being illegally dumped into the sewer system it could be colors on a building. It's just in general the standards which the city council's put forward that we want to make sure that those standards are being met and we have a fair and a uniform playing field for everybody within the city to operate under.
I got you. So the catch-all number again, if people have questions?
209-5900.
There you go. It's Mark Jericho. He's the Water Services Director and Code Enforcement. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you very much.